And Europe Today was recorded at 11 o'clock this morning for broadcast this hour.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
Sun in the forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area today and tomorrow, and then on Friday we'll see a chance of some thunderstorms, primarily in the afternoon. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along in 5 minutes with details on the weather as the afternoon magazine continues for this Wednesday. Right now, it's AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good afternoon. A spokesman for the Chicago Fire Department says 10 of the people injured in a Chicago Transit Authority train derailment this morning were transported to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Spokesman Larry Langford says other passengers refused treatment for minor injuries. Authorities are still trying to figure out what caused the incident. At least two cars of the four-car Green Line train went off the tracks. The accident happened at a junction between two lines on the elevated tracks, but the cars remained upright on the elevated structure. Service has been temporarily suspended on that part of the line, and shuttle buses are in place to assist customers. Illinois' comptroller says unless state lawmakers extend their session into overtime, it's unlikely that higher education will get the funding it needs in the next fiscal year. Dan Hines was at the U of I's Urbana campus today meeting with administrators. He says current budget proposals being considered with a Saturday adjournment in mind will either level funding or provide less than a 3% increase for colleges and universities. And he notes Governor Blagojevich has threatened to cut $100 million from higher education to fund other areas. Hines says it will require a new phase of budget negotiations to address a problem that's existed for the last 5 years.
A realization that if we want to have excellent universities, if we want to attract our students to stay in Illinois for school and stay in Illinois after school, after graduation, then the state needs to make a bigger commitment to higher education, not just 1 year, but for 4 years and a decade going forward.
Higher education funding in the state has gone down by $300 million since 2002, while tuition has gone up by 50% in that time. Hines says it will take something dramatic, including possibly an income tax hike, to fix not only higher education, but health care, pensions, and other areas. The comptroller says he'd rather see lawmakers pass a responsible budget on overtime than pass something simply because of a pending deadline. And Hines says distrust between the governor and lawmakers makes the prospect of a capital funding measure appear dim. He says the most recent proposals for that plan also need work in order to not only fund roads and bridges, but backlog rehabilitation projects like the U of I's Lincoln Hall. A leading business group says it's irresponsible for Illinois leaders to delay a statewide infrastructure program. Sean Crawford has that story.
The Illinois Chamber of Commerce says roads and bridges need repairs, and a plan unveiled last week could solve the problem. Chamber CEO Doug Whitley says the group is open to leasing the state's lottery and expanding gambling to pay for the improvements. Whitley says while the focus in Springfield appears to be on getting a new state budget and adjourning the General Assembly's spring session, construction needs should be part of the discussion as well.
If that requires returning to Springfield for a special session, so be it. If that requires special hearings on the part of the legislature, so be it.
A $31 billion plan was announced last week, but few are expecting it will be considered anytime soon. House Democrats have appeared less likely to give the governor control over that much money. I'm Sean Crawford.
An audit reports today that Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich's budget office improperly awarded state contracts and did a poor job of documenting others. Auditor General William Holland reports the governor's Office of Management and Budget issued two contracts for $90,000 in legal services without seeking competitive bids. Work for a third of contracts reviewed was bid, but the deal was not given to the bidder with the best proposal. Some contracts may be awarded without bids, but in nearly two of five cases, the office didn't publish the proper notice. Holland says the agency is, quote, setting a poor example for the rest of state government. The audit covered the 2 years ending in June 2007. The budget office told Holland's office it's corrected the problem with stronger contracting procedures. Champaign City Council is ready to hear proposals from manufacturers for new street lighting for the Champaign-Urbana University District. But the Urbana City Council is delaying its action while it weighs concerns over possible light pollution and energy waste. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The debate in Urbana is over full cutoff lighting, streetlights that focus their light on the surface below without leaking light up into the sky. Urbana Alderman Charlie Smythe wants the Request for Proposals, or RFP, to require full cutoff lighting in the university district to cut down on light pollution and save money on energy. Currently, full cutoff lighting is only an option in the RFP. At the Champaign City Council study session last night, street lighting consultant Thomas Burtness said they need multiple options because full cutoff lighting doesn't provide enough vertical light.
Which means that at 5 to 6 feet above ground level, there is illumination so that people's facial features can be seen. And that's important in a pedestrian environment. It provides a secure environment.
But in Urbana, Alderman Smythe said full cutoff lighting can provide vertical light. The Urbana City Council will continue its discussion of the issue in 1 to 2 weeks. The two cities and the U of I are trying to work together on a uniform lighting design for the university district. But Smythe's push for full cutoff lighting, if successful, could send Urbana out on its own path. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 2:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect.